DJ Knockout. Knockout.
Nestle. Silence to the land, flowers in the attic, nightmare on Elmwood Ave, power napping, from side patching, loud packing, feeling satisfaction from the street crowd reaction. I ride in jail before I stand for a grand jury. They run up on you and your bitch like that's your man, shorty. I can spot a weak link from a mile away. It's like the uncle that you only see on holiday. They say I fuck my chances up a lot of ways. But now I see so many niggas trying to ride the wave. Tropical haze, Frankie Beverly and Maze. They rock a fresh pair of shades like I'm Johnny Cage. 25 bottles of champagne, I revamp. Life is a beach, I got my feet in the sand. The preachers to the choir, the reachers to the fire. Pull a phoenix out my pocket, two niggas in the dryer.
I bring the heat out to the narrow and Val Kilmore. High sports, major figures getting my gill on. Smooth criminal like MJ getting my thrill on. BC, I am legend getting my will on. I'm like milk and gears and top bill on. Spent the mill on. V-dozens with dry still on. Champ in the kitchen like George getting my grill on. Ball like Magic Johnson running the flit on. We don't play. This ain't no fresco or miss on. Anything I spit on. Classic when I get on. I'm dangerous. Kush me the angel dust. A rock chase. Got me in my zone.
I'm in my zone.
I put your back like a Dutch and gut you out. Twist you up. You can get clipped and burned. Yeah, I'm back on my bully shit. Who wanna pull it with a nigga who fair not? Tough talk I hear not. My MP a clear block. Say if I care about your tattoo teardrop. All you do is air shots, machine guns and
black clock.
FM with red dots, chest neck and head shots. Crush lung your air socks. Touch me a kick rock. Shoot me a dick shot. Shoot me, you get killed. Your wig, you get pilled. More clips to get filled. Fuck you, Cicada Core. High off that product. Lay off them E-pills. BC, PE number one, no sequel. What? Ain't no more to it.
Yeah. Let's go.
Trashy. Yo, what up, world? It's your girl, Nina Capone. Y'all already know, and we got Mr.
3.0 in the building, man.
What up, what up? You got yours truly, Jay King. What's happening?
And we here to go live with y'all. Check us out, Facebook Live, Nina Capone 1, and also on Ustream,
right.
InTheStreetsRadio.com. Listen, tonight, as y'all already, I done played mess first.
Right.
So, if you don't make it here, it's right. Deep on the street.
Okay.
Now, I'm
right.
Not as good as a rapper
uh-huh.
as E-Ness.
Be careful now.
But he's tagged on this. So
right.
I don't want him to kick my ass. Let me make sure he... Okay. So now that he's not watching, I'm no E-Ness or anything.
Okay.
And there's no excuses. He's been here before. He know how to get here and all that good stuff. So
right.
We're just going to wait for him to pop up and... Somebody outside.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know what's going on. Okay, so
we're
going to ignore
them.
That's right. But so, for the most part, what we're going to do is we're going to chat it up a little bit, bust it up a little bit. Some punk-ass birthday people coming up for these Virgos and everything. I'm just saying punk-ass Virgos. But,
you can actually say punk-ass Virgos. I'm going to let you ride with that. And then when you go into it, and I break it down for you,
oh,
you're gonna be like,
okay, it's the reason behind it.
Right, here we go.
But it's always good to see your return,
I keep telling her,
it's always good to see that.
The more she wake me up, I'm right there. With
how you feel about that, though, man?
I know you're getting old.
I'm just saying, like, outside of all this, how you feel internally to make it to the age you at? Because I don't even know how old you are, bro.
49.
Damn, 49?
He just look good for his age.
Damn, bro.
He only, you know. He only eat vegetables. He like.
You want to know what? I think the biggest part is, you know, just having so many, you know what I mean, of my peoples. You know what I mean? My family.
Y'all can look at who's talking.
You know, shout out to my family.
Shout out to his family.
Right.
All
my family and friends.
They help you reach 49. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm done with the AOU. Yeah, we in the building. For my team.
More letters.
We had a great...
He said
more letters.
More damn letters.
but she don't even understand that, you know, AEOU, we thank y'all for coming out to support.
Shout out to AEIOU and sometimes.
See?
And it's silent.
That's what she do. That's what she do. You know what
word,
I'm saying?
Word.
But, you know, listen, we had a great event, you know what I mean, Sunday night.
Absolutely.
It was definitely a good event. I mean, thank you for all the support that came out there, that came and supported us. But I mean, it's just a blessing to be able to have like so many people in my circle, you know, my
definitely,
family,
definitely,
friends, you know, my team.
Exactly. You know, that's so. All right. So while we wait for Inez, we're gonna talk a little bit about the Kevin Hart controversy.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Jay, I'm gonna need you. We can hear you now, Jay. You know, sexy,
oh my
sexy
God.
Voice, Jay.
It got real.
It got real.
So let's go into the, you know, and it's funny because I do another show and we did address this topic.
Situation, yeah.
Yeah, and so I feel like it's necessary that we talk about, you know, Mr. Hart, whom I respect dearly, and I personally respect, you know, that he came forward and beat the media to it. You know, but he's a cheater. So, but, you know, no, fuck that. He's a cheater. But let's be real. Jay, because he doesn't. I want Jay to get his philosophy. So,
okay.
And ladies, as you can see, I turned the camera on Jay, and I'm going to sit back because I want Jay to elaborate on his thoughts behind this controversy. No. He got some real shit. We had an off screen conversation about
okay.
this, and I want him to kind of go in a little bit and tell us, you know,
so Jay
his feelings.
How you feel about it?
How you feel about it, J.K.?
I don't know. Give me while I'm breaking it down.
How
I feel about it? No, it ain't even running. Yo, how I feel about it? I mean, you know, pressing hold. Yeah, how I feel about the whole situation. I do agree with the fact that you said he came out from the rip. Like,
right.
Let me let. You got it, J.
Right.
You know, just holding press. But yeah, definitely like. You know, I respect the part, and all right, but I respect the fact that he did come out, and
reverse.
It's cool.
That's cool.
I respect the fact that he did come out and just drop it the way that he did drop it. You know, put it for the record. You know what I'm saying? Look, this is what it is. My apology for whatever, because he already knew it was going to blow up.
I mean,
it was
going to
blow up.
That's grown man shit.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day.
But
at the end of the day,
right?
And this is just the realest it's going to get with coming from me.
I know, right. And that's why I want you to say it to the future. I hear this all the time.
Let me pull my chair up.
Okay.
No, see, at the end of
the
camera, what up? So at the end of the day,
Mr. J. King explaining why, you know.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm not really explaining it like I'm in his position.
Right.
But at the end of the day, none of us was really know what's really going on behind the scenes.
No, that ain't what I was looking for. Hold
no,
on.
No.
That was a fraud answer.
No, I'm
that's
just keeping
really
it all the way being because, you know,
no,
you got...
We don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
Right.
As public figures here, radio personalities,
okay.
We're entitled to our opinion.
Well, that's my opinion.
No.
But I'm going
to
give you my opinion.
I want you to really go into what you said to me, which is dope. I mean, I get it. But I think we're gonna be great. Tap into something, and I know y'all
want to
be the bad guy.
Hey, Kev, this is my disclaimer, Kev. This is just for radio.
Nah,
but no. I mean, you know, your baby, your rib, you know, it's pregnant and stuff like that. And you know, you're doing your thing. I think the craziest thing is that I'm not gonna say that he got caught slipping, but the way the little footage came up, from what they showed me.
Right.
But see, you can't justify that shit.
Okay.
And the thing is,
right.
if I'm doing my thing, you know, I'm checking everything.
That's
cool. Keep your phone at the door.
That's the JK.
I gotta search you.
That's the JK.
No, but being real, but I mean, y'all might not like the answer that I'm giving. I'm just keeping it being
no,
like, you got it. You
that's
got to check
thing.
What's going. If you're gonna do your thing, you especially
right.
the level that you on. They throwing shots. They sending women. You got women coming left and right.
Well,
you know
I feel like
saying?
He was kind of comfortable with that woman. So did they?
Yeah, that
well, they said he was
that
drunk
wasn't,
though. They said he was drunk.
Listen, when you come with proof like that, when this intimate, when you close and you married,
okay,
it's a whole nother level.
If y'all can't hear, please call in to check out the
you
Exit Show.
You gotta explain that.
215-383-5799.
You understand what I'm saying?
Explain
like,
what?
Why are you that close? That close?
Oh, to the drunk.
Well, it's not even just that close, but he had some kind of trust with her.
Yeah.
As he, you know, first of all, to get that drunk with, you're not getting drunk like that with a stranger. They dolo. So,
yeah.
Really, he already had some kind of relationship with her. That wasn't new. That
right,
wasn't
right,
like
right.
somebody he just met 5 minutes ago. That's somebody
right.
he was messing with.
Yeah. I mean.
He was girlfriend number three. The wifey was girlfriend number two.
But
and then he married her from the last wife.
Yeah.
They like, I got like four wives. It's not a problem.
I mean, I got eight now. So and I hold everybody down. And they would never go online.
Check phones at the door, lady.
You know what I'm saying? You know, could every I might leave you at the door.
Oh,
no,
God.
But I'm just saying, no, like all reality, it's going to be a topic. It's going to be a topic because it's him. And they comparing him to Kobe, and they comparing him to Kobe. What's the other
Kobe was a rape case, right?
Yeah.
No. But just because they was the fact that they was married and they entertainers and all that.
I mean, that's all of them. Then we can compare everybody.
It's a whole
different rank of them. Yeah, I can't compare him to Kobe. I feel like this is somebody that Kevin knew, and I hate saying it. Somebody Kevin knew. Shout out to my baby father named Kevin. Motherfucker, I just got a play. But I feel like.
You can sometimes.
I did.
You ain't never tell me about this.
You can sometimes block the things that come to you that, you know what I mean, you're attracted to. So, you know, out of disclosure, you never know. Is it something about her or something she said, something she did that made him not think about the situation and what, you know, where they would put him at? But, I mean, at the end of the day,
I don't know. I mean,
I feel like he was comfortable enough to not care. He knew her. She was a shorty.
We understand, Jay King. You would like.
No, it ain't. Look, I'm not going against the grain with nothing.
Right.
I just like to be logic about a lot of stuff.
Oh, that's right.
Because you know, like on the, you know, I already know you and Nina. Y'all like to air it out. Nigga, you cheated.
You cheated.
You know what I'm saying? You cheated. You know what I'm saying? But you know. I mean, you know, it is what it is. It's life, you know. And like I said, I just respect him for coming out.
He can't even get that shit out. Did I
right. That's how y'all know he holds it back. Up.
No, I just.
That's how y'all know he holds it back. Just a
but,
little bit.
But like to the world, they gunning him down.
Right.
But it'd been worse. Yeah. It'd have been worse if he, you know, pretty much just didn't come out with it and just was like. You know, a bunch of it was just straight rumors and stuff like that. I just think that it was just thorough that he just came out and just presented it the way that he did. You know what I'm saying? Just for the record, before it was already going to blow up, but just for the record, he did what he did. So you know, I can't go against that.
Yeah. Well, our guest, as Jay agreed with Kevin Hart.
I don't
Kevin
agree
Hart
with
paid
Kev.
Him. He sent him a check. I'm gonna keep it real with y'all.
Hey, Kev, send it to
Kev
the PO box.
Kev sent him a check, so he gonna defend his honor.
Word.
But just so for y'all on live, for y'all on the show, for y'all that tuned in, Enes just arrived, so I just got the notification that we gotta go let him in though. So y'all just seen Mr. 3.0 run away. He went to go grab him real quick. He late, so I'm going to air him out once he gets settled, get his headset on, get his mic all set up. Then I'm going to go hard on it. I'm not going to go too hard because he might got, like, beats and shit. And I ain't ready.
Already know.
You know what I mean? It's going to be kind of nice, you know. So we got a dope interview underway. We about to just kind of jump in. And we're going to find out what the hell's going on with him. You know, like, I ain't going to lie. I hadn't talked to him in a minute. He came by the studio and he was like peeking in the door and I was like, "What's up, Ness?" And he was like, "Yo, you ain't tell me you was right here." And I'm like, "I ain't got a report to you." But then I closed the door and locked it, you know, stop me. So definitely stay tuned. We got Ness get ready to walk in and he don't even know that this is going down like this, that we already set up. So as he walk in the door, he gonna, you know, be on my top like, "Damn, man, you ain't no, I don't wait. Here he come right now." So
that's right.
Hello?
Live and direct.
Tom? You coming down? I can send somebody to come get you. You see him? What door are you at?
We live. Guesses. Ness is making his way up here, so. But you know they say better late than never. But besides that, yo, those who are listening, don't even dig into that Kev situation. They're trying to put it on me like, I already know this go for record, you know, when you make these type of comments and all that. So I just want to lock my case in with that. You know, don't nobody take my word for it when it comes to that. You know what I'm saying? Don't do it. All right.
You should have been there by now. Yo, I'm going to just go ahead and play some music for the air while we go find out where my boy is. And I'm going to talk to y'all that's on live right now. I'm going to turn this around so we can chat for a second. Just to let y'all know, Enes is here somewhere in the building. I'm not going to play too much of his music. So I'm going to jump into my boy. Let's see what we got. What we got? I don't even know what we got in here. So let's see. Marvin's Room. Go J Valentine real quick. We're going to jump into this.
Not a substitute.
Facebook Live.
Yeah, though. It's your girl named Capone. We in the
What's
building.
Up? In the building.
Enes is here.
Cody Lou is here.
Yeah.
Word.
Y'all heard Enes.
Absolutely.
I'm a little, you know, I was a Lou Capone. You ain't know that, dude.
No.
They set me up. They like, give me your password. I like, hold up, Mel. I don't know about this. I'm a Lou.
He's definitely in the Lou Nation.
Yo, it's your girl, Nina Capone, in the streets radio. Y'all want to talk to Nessie in the building.
In the streets
I might take a call or two. So 215-383-5799. We got my boys with me, Mr. 3.0.
Oh, yeah,
Dave. What up? Yours truly, J. King, in the building. We got Ness. Ness riding with us tonight. Let's go.
Codeine Lou Phil in the building.
Let's go.
Lou, Codeine Lou dropping November 10th. Look out for the new mixtape.
Oh, shit. That's
yeah.
They want to know, like,
look out for the new mixtape. The album is out. Was been out for like a year. Some change now. It's called Hurry Up and Wait. So Necessary. Get that. It's on Spotify, Tidal, Amazon, wherever music is sold, streamed.
Right.
It's on there. I got three singles off that. I shot visuals, Chopper, Philly Trap, and Count Up. Count Up was shot at Vanity Grand. I shot up Trap Philly. That was my man Rusty P. Shot that video. And my man Nick Asenio shot the video of Andy Grant called, that's the lead single off the album called Count Up. And Chopper, that was like a warm-up single. That was shot by my man Bond Vision. So shout out to all three of those directors that, you know what I mean, really helped me get the visuals out for the album. Because, you know, I really, due to legal issues, I really couldn't promote the album like I wanted to.
Right.
So that's coming to an end, fortunately. So I'd be able to promote more and fly out more and make the connections and network like I need to. So that's basically why you haven't been seeing me so much 2017.
Right.
Because of that. But Lord willing, 2018, it should be big for me. I got a movie I'm about to start shooting with Omar Gooden.
Okay.
Fred Rowe Starr, Marquise from the Two Live Crew called Imprint.
Okay.
My man Money G out of Kansas City.
Nice.
Those not to notice our second movie we actually did, Welcome to Killer City.
Okay.
Me, Money G, and Freeway. So it's some good dudes out Midwest. So obviously the West Coast, Kansas City.
Yeah.
Some good dudes that I met through my travels, and you know, they doing movies, and they always, you know what I'm saying, invite me to come be a part of the cast every time they do a movie.
That's
nice. So I'm out promoting all these things, or three things on my social media, and that's 215 it. 215 ENS. Two and five ENS on Instagram, 215 ENS on Twitter, and ENS Math is on Facebook. So
no, I got him tagged every time.
So definitely, so y'all look out for these projects I got coming.
I mean, she has
I'm just not. Yeah, she is
everything.
Hashtag everything. If that's how you gotta be, you gotta you gotta do. You gotta include people. You gotta. Everybody gotta see this. So.
Exactly.
So now we know where Enes is, because it's crazy, because I ain't seen you in a half a minute and shit. And I'm like, dang, you come through. So I'm telling the people, like, look, Ness came through, so we got to have you up here. You already know.
Right.
But, you know,
Southwest finest.
Exactly. So, you know, let's date back a little bit, because I got a lot of listeners who are not hip-hop listeners, but or new hip-hop listeners, or, you know, just really don't know. No, sorry, Enes. He's going to fight me. He'll be all right. He's going to kill me. I'm going to be in a hospital next week and shit. You're going to bring me flowers. I'm the asthmatic, the queen of that shit. But you know, like, so what got you started back up again? Because right now, you know, I know people was looking for you. Did you, like, say, okay? Because I know I personally, as an MC, I was like, fuck it. All this whack rap that was coming out, I got discouraged. I was like,
that's basically what it was. It's just, I wouldn't say it's whack rap. It's just a different genre of music. It's different, just like we had our fans.
Right.
We was rebellious to our parents, and they thought it was noise.
Yeah.
We think this is noise.
Exactly.
So it's like, it really can't really judge it, because we was doing the same thing.
We don't understand it. Like, they didn't understand us.
Yeah, so it was just really kind of like hard to just be like, no, it ain't. But because somebody's really buying into it.
Exactly.
People's going to the shows. People's buying the merch.
Shit works.
That's right.
People's,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's worth it. So basically, I just try to, instead of looking like a bitter old nigga,
right.
You just salute the young niggas and you keep doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Because I feel like we already got our fan base. We already got everybody, you know, you got the ENS fan base. Shout out to him. He probably on here.
Right.
But, you know, that's the thing. You got your fan base. We got our fan bases. And y'all got questions. I take over interviews, so I don't want to.
No doubt.
They looking at me like, yo.
Basically, I just fell back. I reevaluated. I was in Atlanta. I signed a one-off deal with Ghetto All-Stars, my man Dame out of North Carolina. He relocated to Atlanta. He based his whole label out of Atlanta. So I went down there, did an album joint. Some of the tracks on Hurry Up and Wait, So Necessary, was from that time when I was down there and recorded. Okay. I recorded those tracks with T1, repping Long Island. I recorded tracks from my man Heartbeats, which produced the first single, which is Count Up. Mm-hmm. I had Beans on there. I had Beans before he got into his accident where you really can't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The voice is not that potent how it used to be. So I got that Beans on one of the tracks. I got Diddy on there talking crazy. And I'm just on there just giving you a glimpse of the new flavor with the old flavor.
Right.
Basically. So
how was it to transition into the new you?
It's really, my style always kind of been animated, playful. I mean, I've been in the streets and I was giving street tales, but you know what I'm saying? I come from a good family. They try to raise me right, and went on a messed up road. You know what I'm saying? So that's what my whole career has been about, rhyme or crime. You see, back then, when you go back, all my joints is rhyme or crime, volume one, rhyme or crime, 8 mil, rhyme or crime. So they all rhyme or crime because it's like that dilemma. It's like the yin and the yang I've been dealing with my whole life, trying to stay focused, music positive, or going back in the streets and effing up. So that's basically what has been my Libra scale, basically, with that. So it's just self-motivation, and you see what's out there, you're like, Rich Dallas, man, y'all could do better. You know what I'm saying? They could do better. And, you know, the fans not even holding up the same morals.
Yeah.
They're looking for less.
Exactly.
So, you know, the expectations drop. It's like, now you're like, okay, so do I really have to go in the booth and give 100, or should I just go ahead and get 50 and put this shit out? You know what I mean?
So, with all those things combined, I said, I take a crack at it, put out there. If I get some new fans, cool. Not this straight. If I satisfy my fans that have been waiting, that's cool with me too. Mm-hmm. So I like music, and I will be doing it whether good or bad or indifferent.
Right.
And that's like the people to hear. So,
yeah.
I mean, I really went strong with the battle thing all last year. It was 2016. I had over 8 battles. I battled a lot of mainstream guys.
What was the best one?
Shotgun Suge was a really good one, and Steams was a good one. Steams was on Smack URL, Pete out of Pittsburgh, Street Status.
Okay.
A couple guys put that together. I had a chance to go over LA, King of the Dot, Battle B Magic, and my hometown league, Crack Rhythm Battle League, Zim, and Rome. It's just been putting on good events, and, you know, I've just been thankful that they, you know, making me the main event and making me the drawing attraction to the event.
Yeah.
So, I just like to get in there and compete with the younger talent. So that's just showing a younger generation, oh, he still can
get
business.
Like, you don't feel like you're beating the shit out of him?
Because it's like boxing. So sometimes a certain opponent can come in here with a lot of momentum.
Right.
So he'll be the crowd favorite. So I'll be the underdog.
Okay, okay.
So sometimes I go in there and I'm the alpha male. Sometimes I'm the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me?
Absolutely.
So it's basically you just got to feel it and just go in there and do your best nest.
Right.
So as long as you do your best nest, no one can say you lost.
Yeah.
As long as people will say, oh, I don't think Ness won. As long as people that love Ness and they really, you know what I mean, been following Ness's career, they're like, well, I don't care what nobody say, he won.
He won, right.
As long as you be the best Ness you could be.
That's right.
It shouldn't be no problem. So
that's right. Absolutely. You about to go on something, because I was going to ask when I posted it, you know, a couple people hit the DM like, Young Bulls about the battle rap thing. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, we from the era where it was just straight battle rap. A lot of the Philly artists were just going in with different New York artists and traveling all around.
Right.
So one of the main questions was, especially in this new thing, you know, it went from like street rap battle to like arena, like live on pay-per-view and all that. So,
The mainstream and corporate Americans came in and they just monetized it.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically that's what it is. They took it from the raw street and then they just put it into a building where they can charge sponsors and pay for ads. So it's basically, I just commend any black person doing something positive and maintaining a business through more than 5 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Successful at it. You know what I'm saying? Without calling it quits.
So. Absolutely.
I have no enemies out there as far as battle rap is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
We all friends out the ring.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really, it's been fun outside of, it's been more fun than the music has been. And people say more negative things to you in battle rap than they do in mainstream.
But
the pressure is more mainstream than, I mean, mainstream battle rap.
Right, right.
So if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand.
Being in the industry under the microscope and the bright lights is kind of harder than
somebody attacking you verbally. Because I was going to ask you that.
Really, battle rap is, I'm really getting paid to say what people say every day about me.
Exactly.
Right.
So if you're going to pay me a couple bands this, for somebody to say something to me, what they've been saying my whole career.
Yeah.
And they're going to say it every time.
I was watching you in one of the battles, and I was sitting there like, see, I slapped him after that. Like, this dude was he was like,
all in
it.
But that's why it's professional when you sign contracts where you can't touch the other opponent.
Exactly.
But some people, most just get in between and
take it so
people start putting hands on people. But I haven't been been put in that situation where somebody tried me and I got to get physical. And I don't want to do it. I'd like to show up.
You also rip them a new ass, too. Like,
I just like to show up, rap. You know what I mean? Bedazzle the fans go home and chill. I mean, I'm getting up in age. I've got to move different.
Right.
I mean, I can't lie about that.
The maturity.
You know what I'm saying? I just got to move different, and I really can't hang out like I used to hang out after the events.
Yeah, you like,
I gotta, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you need to be yourself for stuff to happen.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, as you get older, you get wiser, you move different, you make different choices, and life is all about making choices, good or bad,
is
different. Got to make choices. And I just like, you know, from all the hickeys I done took and the false starts and the mishaps, I just try to do things a little different.
Right.
Where in the end result, I don't come out looking crazy.
Yeah. Absolutely, man.
I definitely was watching. I was like, damn, he is taking a fucking get like this nigga that's so much shit. He's making me mad.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck that. Hold up. I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
He's on video.
Right.
Yeah.
So basically, it's just a point to where, you know, being an artist and just having that drive and having that motivation just to compete at a high level. That's all we're really, really doing.
Right.
And it's like, there's more younger people than there's old people.
Yeah.
Right.
So they kind of get the. They outweigh.
Yeah.
I would say they dictate what's going on out here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
how do it feel like to be, you know, like, because at this point, you know, from history, from what you've done, you are the legend now. You know, like, so how do it feel like, you know, you walk in.
I think a lot of people put a lot of titles on a lot of people. And I just know for real, because people are self-proclaimed this and they self-proclaim that.
Right.
I just think I never set myself a legend. I might have said it in a battle, but that's a form of art.
Right, but you never.
I'm not doing blogs. Like, I'm a legend, and I've been around this long, and I battled this person, and I deserve the respect.
Right,
if you don't give me respect, that means I haven't put in the work.
Exactly.
For you to say that.
Right.
So whoever's calling me a legend, they follow me and seeing all
what it is.
What's going on.
There's a lot of people that actually.
I think it's
kind of
corny to say you call yourself a legend.
Yeah.
It's like running around. It's like riding around in your car listening to your shit repeatedly.
It definitely should be a legend.
You know what I mean?
It definitely should be a legend. It got to be a legend, though.
It
got to
be a legend. I feel like legend is something that, you know, your audience should call.
Sometimes I feel I fall short because I think when I think of legend, I think of album sales. I think of big touring.
Right.
I think of people, the impact.
Right.
That's a legend to me, to be a Philly legend or tri-state area legend, cool. But to be, I want to be legend, period.
Right.
I don't
want
to be a local legend or area legend or East Coast legend.
Yeah,
I
want to
be Ness, period.
Yeah,
Ness, right.
Right.
We get it. So
absolutely, man.
But it's not a day that's go by when somebody says it. It doesn't make me feel good.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Out of all the negative stuff, say people say something positive, like, "No, you're a legend, real shit."
Yeah.
Cool. I take that. Rather than somebody say, "Man, if I was you, I would have told you this and X, Y, Z."
Yeah.
Much time has passed, and so much things have happened in the world that, like, I've forgotten about it. Some of my friends haven't forgotten about it.
Right.
And some of the days go by where they remind me every time of the opportunity they had. But I can't sit down and then with them today until the end of time and tell them what happened.
Right.
Yeah.
You feel like repeating yourself. Like, I don't want to talk about it.
Exactly.
And I didn't become rich, but I'm not broke. So it's like I was better off where I would have been if I wouldn't have had that opportunity.
Absolutely. Right.
I mean, that's
and just because you get millions of dollars don't mean your life is going to turn out right. It's some kids that grow up really messed up, have a real bad upbringing, and turn out really good.
Right.
And it's some kids that turn out, come out really good, and turn out
and
really
up,
bad.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, right. You'd be like, dang, he got straight A's.
Right, right, right.
So it's like a coin toss on everything.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, but we make it, you know.
Well, definitely no. I'm just saying, no, because man, a lot of people hit me up about because everybody looking at this is just rap battle. They
right.
don't even in their mind about the album.
Right.
They don't even look at that when they look up YouTube and all that shit. They like
go straight to the
they
rap.
Go right to the
because
rap.
It's entertainment, but so
yeah.
I think when people say, oh, she only messing with Ness because he was on TV.
Yeah.
That's good. That's one of my accomplishments.
Yeah.
So if that
right.
gets me a friend or two, then
right.
that's something that I did
yeah.
that brought them people into my life.
Exactly.
That's not a bad thing.
Exactly.
People always try to downplay a good thing for a bad thing.
Right.
So basically, the battle rap has reintroduced me to new fans
right.
that didn't know
on
Ness.
Level.
Yeah, that it's been 17 years since the show been on.
Right.
15.
It came in 2002.
Yeah.
The album came out in 2003.
Yeah.
And it's been over 14 years that I've had dropped a commercial record that's mainstream.
Right.
And for the people to walk down the street and still know who I am. That's a feat within itself.
That's
my
right,
hood.
Right,
okay.
Right.
My, yeah, absolutely.
Like,
yeah, because that's that when that, listen,
who was in it? That
yeah.
shit was running on the radio.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And we was, you know, we was coming up with it, but we remember specifically like that shit was, it was rocking then. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's why I embraced it on with the music too, besides the rap battle.
Right.
Just like everybody look up Ness
right,
and they
right,
just
right.
think, rap battle, rap battle, rap battle.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Or rap just, and they don't look at you as being a great artist.
Right.
Where you can go in the studio and just really hook a whole song. Like I was watching an interview and BMI and all that. Like you know, with the writing and all that. So it's more to Ness.
Yeah, man. So like,
you know what I mean?
I did everything. I went on tour.
Yeah.
I was picked first to be part of a group that was never ever put together.
Right.
My job is to keep us together long enough so the album come out.
Right.
Album came out and went gold.
Yeah.
Mission complete.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. To the next.
So it's just like,
yeah.
you know what I mean? In the corporate world.
Right.
I think
yeah.
that people don't
where's your
understand test? How it works.
You push that rock.
Right. You
there's another
one.
You know what I mean?
Get in.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, how did it feel for you going from where you was at that level, at that point? To Bad Boys and, you know, to that situation?
It wasn't much of a big transition that people think because everybody thinks that when you sign, it's just a bunch of money. Like, they're just throwing money at
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Not that.
Exactly.
It's not that. It
exactly.
goes down just like the point system is the same point system as the any point system.
Right,
it's
right.
a point system.
Right.
So, everything going down to the point, to the I, the whatever you wrote, is being calculated.
That's right. That's right.
And that's why a record it has points. So people don't know. The public are unbeknownst to some things in the game. Like a song is 50-50. 50 goes to the producer because you hear the beat most of the record, and the other 50 goes to the writers.
Right.
So 50 automatically comes out your pocket
right.
for your song to the producer.
Right.
So if the other 50 you split, if you wrote the whole song, including the chorus, then you get the whole 50.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got Timbaland on your chorus, Lady Gaga doing the bridge,
yeah.
you got G Herbo doing the 16,
Kim
doing the 8, then what you got, your 50
right.
gone.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you got a hit record,
that's
though.
Right.
You see
right.
what I'm saying, though?
Right.
You see how much money you get off that hit record?
That's right.
Right. You know, I want to kind of talk about that. I'm glad you brought that up. just going in, just kind of telling people like a split sheet, right? Right now we go in the studio, right. Like me and you go in the studio, we like, yeah, you got the split sheet ready. I go in and say that shit, people look at me like I'm talking Spanish or one of those languages you just don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
So talk a little bit about a split sheet and how important it is when you walk in the studio.
Well, it all depends on how you're doing it. Like a lot of companies, they do the split sheet. A lot of people cross promote their artists to make the P&B rock and Wife and Lucci, like,
yeah,
put them together, make a big record,
right? Right,
mm-hmm. And then they can go on there. You know what I'm saying? So, basically, a split sheet makes sure everybody get paid according to the work they put into the song,
right? Right,
so you do the hook, the chorus is the biggest writing part on the song because you hear it constantly
exactly.
through the song,
exactly.
So, where 50 might go to the producer. 25 might go to you because you did the chorus.
Right.
So then the dude writing the verses, actual verses, only getting the other 25.
Exactly. It's
That's
that.
Right. That's
it's
right.
that. So
yeah.
Split sheet is very necessary because, you know, everybody get credit for the work and the writing that they put in.
Right. Absolutely. Now, talking about making it a band, a question. How did somebody send? I'm just going to go over a couple of questions that the fans in the city send out for you.
Okay.
The first one was, how did making a band and the situation with Puff influence the career on the positive side and business-wise?
Basically, everybody know P. Diddy's like one of the most shrewdest businessmen in hip-hop. He's like almost, if not the first, the second hip-hop billionaire.
Right,
so
right.
Just a lot of barriers he done crossed, and just being under somebody of that magnitude, something's going to rub off.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So I just learned how to deal with people and just, you know, you might be coming in and, to a situation and the person not feeling that good that day.
Right.
So it's really business. It's not about money and numbers. It's just about how you deal with certain people.
Right.
And whatever mood they in, whatever mood you in, you compromise it. You might have an aggressive personality.
Yeah.
That overpowers. But sometimes you might have to dumb down to make that person feel comfortable so y'all
exactly.
can get this business
That's
done
right.
and y'all can go on and
move on.
Whatever y'all doing, it can flourish.
Right.
But some people going, no, man, I want this and that. And then the people could be stern
yeah.
and then they can miss out on the big thing,
being yeah.
stern and not being receptive to a different party's
exactly.
beliefs or
right.
how they
right.
feel.
Right.
So just with saying that, I learned a lot just about people and just dealing with people and traveling and being in different places of the world and different cultures, eating different foods, smelling different fragrances,
yes.
just different people talking different languages and just being with him. And, you know, they say if you hang with 10 rich people, hang with 9 rich people, you're going to be the
10th. That's right.
And I'm a firm believer in that. And just his network of people was so vast and so keen and just so valuable to have as a friend.
Right.
So that's why I never go publicly and badmouth somebody
right.
such
right.
as that stature.
Yeah.
Because I'm smart. And
yeah.
it took me 25 years in Philly as an artist, as an amateur, to rap for somebody that big one time and then for them to give me that platform.
Right.
So with that being said, I just hold the highest respect for him and for him to keep what he's doing at that such of a high stature because people, everybody knows it's easy to get money. Keeping it is
the
goal.
Right.
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 So somebody with all that type of brand and that type of currency is like day in, day out, you figure out how to keep your riches and make sure your family get it and your family as well taken care of. And
that's right.
Thinking in the back of your head when I'm going, can they flip my money in?
Exactly.
Puff is a first generation millionaire.
Right.
He won't become his name, the Combses won't really become the Combses until Justin flipped the
right.
M.
Yeah, yeah.
Christian flipped the M.
That's right. That's right.
The daughters grow up, they flip the money. And you know what I'm saying? So, because a lot of empires fall
right.
when the kids come in place.
Right.
Exactly.
So, me as a parent, I know I fall short of glory, glad I'm not perfect. I just try to teach my kids the best, to make the best decisions because daddy's not going to be here all the time.
Absolutely.
And God might take dad off the earth tonight.
That's
and
right.
then Whatever I instill in y'all, that's what y'all gonna give to the world.
That's right.
So I just feel as though I just lead by example, and sometimes I have my dark moments, and sometimes I have my good moments, and that's just the validity of just being human. So I just think Puff is just one of the few people that will stop at nothing to get to the top.
That's right.
And I learned that, like, you can't really just let people tick you off your square. You got to keep going straight, get to your goal, and then when you get to that, you build new goals.
That's right.
He's been a complete example of just leveling up time.
That's right.
You got to respect at the end of the day. And sometimes careers get lost in the way of that, but that's the sacrifice you take for what he's really shooting for.
Right. And you learn what you learn from it. You get what you get.
I really like this. It goes way different. And me had a hit records out and the classic albums, but God had another plan. Maybe my path in life is just to teach the younger generation my wisdom and my experience, and they can learn from my mistakes what to do and what not to do.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's my money. That's my million.
That's why you're gonna come in here and work with me, so you can do some of these workshops. That's why you're gonna
respect that.
That's what we do.
Absolutely, John Belushi.
Right.
You know. So just to tell you a little bit, I know you stopped by, but we didn't really get the bus up. Let me tell you why we on air.
Okay.
One of the things that I do is take my history. You know, I was one of the first artists that was out touring without a record deal. You know, I never had a record deal, never looked for one, but. Someone like me and you, we're voices. People listen to us. You know, brands want to stand behind us and say, yeah, I had E-Ness come through, and E-Ness said this T-shirt was it, you know? So they cut us a check to go ahead and make that noise out there. Same with the industry, you know. You know, we call it sponsors through there. It's still sponsors out here as influencers.
Okay.
As we started out, you know, many years ago, we get here now. Now we got all this social media. We actually had to, you know, I was telling this man the other day, like, yo, we had to go do in-stores. We had to go out and actually touch people and shake hands with them. Now you just sit in your bed, lay down, put the phone over top of you, and, you know, you promote
it.
You got 4 million views, you know what I mean? So the times has changed, and I feel like, you know, as older artists or, you know, more seasoned artists, older people, period, you know, I'm up there. So I'm like, now we got to learn the new ways, what's happening on this end. And how to utilize it and how to actually give back to our youth, whether it's our children, we're educating them, or other people's kids, you know?
Absolutely, good. Ain't no time machines.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. We'll get older, so we don't give anything
exactly
to them. They ain't gonna have nothing to
us. They need the knowledge, and but I feel like.
We're going to try.
Absolutely.
Because at the end of the day, they got to take care of us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm up there. I got a grown daughter, and I'm looking like, what? Wait. You just did that wrong. I got to teach you how to better manage this money.
Because
you might have my money next week. So I need you to make sure that you're doing the right thing with that.
Right.
You know, and one of the things we have is financial education programs. What I try to do, instead of doing it out my book, I try to do it by bringing in somebody like you, somebody like me, who, you know, we've seen money. We've experienced money. Now, what do we do with it? So this kid's out here like, I just want to be a rapper. You know what? And I'm not going to knock him for that. You just want to be a rapper. What are you going to invest in?
The idea of being a rapper is good, but the actual...
What's your plan? You know?
It looks good, but when it becomes a job, it becomes a job.
And that's the part we need to educate them.
And that's the part that you need to be able to go in there and make that transition.
Exactly.
Because a lot of people, they fall by the wayside when it becomes a job.
Right.
When you're doing it for fun and you're bringing it, you're like, yeah, we should be on and we should be popping.
Exactly.
We got the waves. And then somebody says, hey.
There you go.
There you go. There's your opportunity.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do with it?
Right.
Asking for this.
That's right.
Like the shut the F up kit. It's like
everybody
can say
that.
Shut the F
exactly.
up kit. God, like, this what you wanted?
And you got what you wanted.
Right.
Now, what's next?
And then,
basically, it's like, you're going to go up,
Are you going to go down?
Right.
Or are you just going to maintain?
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right, man. So
I think I did an excellent job. It's just maintaining. I ain't make no waves. Ain't make no big waves. Ain't make no tsunamis. I ain't making.
But you just did.
People see my joint out there like, oh yeah. Hey,
that's right.
That joint out there still.
Yeah.
That joint ain't go under. You feel me? Like
still,
all a lot of people like, yo, he's still around. I'm just feel good about being around.
Yeah.
If that makes you mad, good. To be just being around.
I'm still
like,
here.
Why haven't you died yet? Why are you not smoking crack? Why are you not in front of the Chinese store selling Lucy?
Exactly.
Why are you not trying to sell me bootleg DVD?
Exactly.
Why?
Right.
Why don't
right.
you just give up? Die already.
That's real.
So
shit,
I
real.
Just feel like I feel good just being around.
Right,
yeah.
Right, right.
I don't even gotta be rapping.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me come around with $50 in my pocket.
Yeah.
Some new sneakers.
Yeah.
Damn, like he ain't crumpled.
He ain't dead.
It's crazy. Because in my mind, I had it crumpled.
Exactly.
I'm mad.
Exactly. Somebody got to get him out of here.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right,
yo.
Right,
man.
Right.
And they hype. They hype tonight.
What are you doing?
Exactly. Exactly. Word. Exactly, man. So, you
they
know,
want you to be young boys. They talk to you all the OG. Yeah, man.
They
when
want.
You walk away, go sit your old
exactly.
ass down. Like old ass. Go ahead and mess with his old rapping ass, man. I know that's what's being said.
Turn the mic off.
Good.
Right, right, right.
Good.
Yeah.
But
they don't
got to
be saying nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't have to be
are.
Saying nothing.
Right.
They can be like, yeah, all right. What's next? Like,
it could be, they could, when you talk, they could like be like, I don't know who he is.
Yeah,
I don't
right.
know why he talking.
Yeah, right.
Because
yeah,
this
right.
dude's out here right now, yeah. you be like, you got to explain. I'll be like, no, that's E. Nash, y'all.
Right,
he
right, right.
Like,
they like, who?
They
like, what?
Yeah, yeah. like,
Rufus.
I say,
E. Nash. Everybody like, oh, shit, that's stuff? I'm like, yeah, that's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Nash in the tree, motherfucker. This is Matt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
DJ Knockout. Knockout.
Silence to the land, flowers in the attic, nightmare on Elmwood Ave, power napping, I'm side patching, loud packing, feeling satisfaction from the street crowd reaction. I rock in jail for I stand for a grand jury. They run up on you and your bitch like that's your man, shorty. I can spot a weak link from a mile away. It's like the uncle that you only see on holiday. They say I fuck my chances up a lot of ways. But now I see so many niggas trying to ride the wave. Tropical Haze, Frankie Beverly and Maze. They rock a fresh pair of shades like I'm Johnny Cage. 25 bottles of champ, I revamp. Life is a beach, I got my feet in the sand. The preachers to the choir, the reachers to the fire. Pull a phoenix out my pocket, two niggas in the fire.
I bring the heat out to the narrow and Val Kilmore. High sports and major figures getting my gill on. Smooth criminal like MJ getting my thrill on. BC, I am legend getting my will on. I'm like milk and gears and top bill on. Spit the mill on, D dozens with dry still on. Champ in the kitchen like George getting my grill on. Ball like Magic Johnson running the flit on. We don't play, this ain't no fresh score miss on. Anything I spit on, classic when I get on. I'm dangerous, Kush me the angel dust. So rock chase, got me in my zone.
I'm in my zone.
I split your back like a Dutch and gut you out. Twist you up, you can get clipped and burned. Yeah, I'm back on my bully shit. Who wanna pull it with a nigga who fair not? Tough talk I hear not, my MP and clear block. Say if I care about your tattoo teardrop. All you do is air shots, machine guns and
black clock.
F'ing with red dots, chest, neck and head shots. Crush on your ear stop. Touch me a kick rock. Shoot me a dick shot. Shoot me, you get killed. Your wig, you get pilled. More clips to get filled. Fuck you, psychotic or high off that product. Lay off them E-pills. BC, PE number one, no sequel. What? Ain't no more to it? Yeah. Let's go.